Week after week, Xfinity Flex unlocks access to premium networks and apps, so you can try fresh entertainment for free each and every week. Catch the season premiere of Outlander from Starz. Journey through the sounds of Black Music Month with picks from Lifetime Movie Club and Revolt. Celebrate Pride Month with stories from Out TV and Hear TV. Then kick back with nature scenes from Music Choice Relax. And jam all June with iHeartRadio's Songs of the Summer Radio. Discover new shows and movies for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I love mornings. Which is a good thing since the Today Show starts early.
Good morning, welcome to Today.
Those first hours set the tone for the day ahead.
We're here to give you the best start. You get the news, learn something new, and even get a little boost.
You start the day off with a clean slate, and we hope you'll start it with us.
We begin our day so you can take on yours.
Because every day needs today.
Watch the Today Show weekday mornings at 7 on NBC.
Want to get away, but still listen to your favorite radio stations and podcasts? Then listen up. iHeartRadio is now the onboard music partner on select Southwest flights. That means you can jam out to your favorite local radio station, even if you're flying coast to coast. Check out expertly curated stations that are perfect for kids and adults. Available on most domestic Southwest flights and perfect for a full nonstop or those pesky minutes between a movie ending and your plane touching down. So grab your headphones, raise your tray table, and relax with iHeartRadio and Southwest Airlines.
This is Our American Stories. Much of what's known about legendary NFL quarterback Brett Favre has been kept between the goalposts. But our own Greg Hengler took a drive 3 hours south to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We broadcast from here in Oxford. To learn the rest of the story, as we do so often here at Our American Stories, of Brett's life. And what we've come up with is a five-part series about a lot of things. This one has to do with the day. On December 22, 2003, the day after his father's fatal heart attack, and his father's name was Irvin, Brett Favre played in a must-win Monday night football game against the Oakland Raiders. Favre dealt with the grief in the best way he could imagine. He played his heavy heart out. Here again is Brett Favre with part three of our five-part series.
That game, of all the games I played in 321 games. Played in two Super Bowls. By far, not even close, the most pressure and the most nervous I've ever been was in the Oakland game. And it had nothing to do about will I or will I not play, as people were thinking leading up, understandably so. I mean, do you think he'll play? I knew I was going to play, but I was so afraid that I wouldn't play. I wanted to honor my dad by playing. Lights friggin' out. I didn't want to just play, even though I would have gotten a free pass. Say you play, we win, you play crappy. People said, what do you expect? Can't even believe he played. I didn't want to even go down that road. I wanted to play like I'd never played before. And the odds of that happening, just because I want it, I wanted to do that all the time, but this time more than ever. So the pressure was enormous. And in my experiences, when the pressure is almost too big to bear, it's hard to perform. Very hard to perform. You just can't settle down, and everything's moving so fast, which is what was going on that night. But it was like, as the game unfolded with each play, it was like, man, this is. I knew then. I mean, I've always been a Christian. Some days better than others, some years better than others, but you know, we were born and raised, we went to church, and as kids we didn't pay attention, and you know, we got whippings and got chewed out, you know, sent to the cry room, And then, you know, through my trials and tribulations, I've leaned on the Lord more at times than other times, I think, like most people. But I knew that night, based on what I just told you, there's no way that was a sign. I've used this several times. I didn't realize that at the time. But at halftime, I mean, I knew statistically that this was unbelievable. But I wanted to win the game. But I was well aware of, like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is crazy. But at the end of the game, it didn't dawn on me then. It didn't dawn on me that year. It didn't dawn on me a year later. It dawned on me years later that, you know, and I spoke to a group at Murfreesboro, this high school up there. It was a Christian group last year. Oh, I spoke at Liberty University this year, or actually October, I think, and talked about it there. I said, you know what, I don't know about, and I was kind of really asking a question to the audience. I said, do you ever like find yourself saying, I want a sign, Lord, give me a sign, show yourself, or, you know, make this curtain move, or whatever. You know, all of a sudden this billboard says, you know, I am real, or you give me a sign. And I said, and it never works out that way, right? And you forget about it, you go on, and then maybe you do it again. I said, that happened to me. And I said, one day I realized that the sign was how I played. I said, you know, you have to keep in mind that I played at halftime. I had already, if that game would have ended, it would have been the best game in my history, statistically speaking. And it's just a half. Now, keep in mind that my father just died. I never studied. Because when I got the news that he had died, I mean, my mind was elsewhere, and we needed to win this game, and I needed to play and play well, but I didn't need to play that well. And I'd prayed and prayed and prayed, Lord, I want to honor my father. I want to play well. I don't want to just play. And I don't even know if I was really specific, but I think he knew what I was asking. And that's the sign that the God is real. It wasn't some little angel comes flying in and drops a football, although angels may have been placing the balls in certain places. But two touchdowns, through four touchdowns by halftime, which is not unheard of. But two of the touchdown passes were two of the best passes I've ever thrown. Now, people watching probably wouldn't know that. They'd have to know why angle and precision had to be perfect when you're not running out of the pocket. Now, you had running out of the pocket, and someone's chasing, you have to turn to the and then make an over the shoulder throw to a guy in the back corner of the end zone that has to drop only one spot, and it did. And then there was two more that were just totally opposite. Oakland could have caught it just as easily as our guys. And they didn't even come close to it. They were in position and like just fell down. So that's, you know, that game is important for a lot of reasons. At the time, we needed to win the game to continue playoff hopes. But when I came back for the funeral, it sure made life easier for everyone, because that's what people were talking about. And I don't know of many people that are good at funerals or wakes. I particularly am not very good. In fact, I like to, if I go to one, and my wife's aunt passed away about a month and a half ago, and we were real close with her, but my way of handling those situations and being in that environment is to make light of the situation, talk about stories that made us laugh, I don't like being down. Never have. And so that, had I played bad, coming back home would have been even worse. Oh, people, I know what they would have said. Baby, hey, you played. You did your best. I didn't want to hear it. I wanted to come home and be able to celebrate. And so I'm thankful that we were able to kind of enjoy and rejoice about it.
And you've been listening to Brett Favre talking about his performance on December 22nd, 2003, the day after his father, Irvin, suffered a fatal heart attack and died. And Brett that night was 22 for 30, had 399 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 yards shy of his best game ever. And in the biggest night of his life, God showed up for him. And we're bringing you this story because, as you could tell, there was a lot more going on here than just the material world, grass and turf and X's and O's and plays. And we all knew it when we were watching it. Brett Favre's story, a story of a game, a story of a love affair with a sport, and a story of a love for a father and a son, and God, here on Our American Stories.
My name is Peter Baldwin, and I'm the founder of Bird Dog Shorts. You've probably seen me on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated my pitch. Look, Mark, I'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and you can wear literally anywhere wasn't my best idea. But I've got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave me one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/summer and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dog Shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give me one more shot.
You wouldn't settle for watching a blurry TV, would you? So why settle for just okay TV sound? Upgrade your streaming and sound all in one with Roku Stream Bar. This powerful 2-in-1 upgrade for any TV lets you stream your favorite entertainment in brilliant 4K HDR picture and hear every detail with auto speech clarity. Whether you're hosting a party or just cleaning the house, turn it up and rock out with iHeartRadio and room-filling sound. Learn more about Roku Stream Bar today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh-no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.